There's so much negative attention paid to the challenging qualities of children with sensory processing disorder or any sort of irregularity when it comes to emotional intelligence, social intelligence, and so on. Well, I had a powerful, powerful aha moment of parenting a child with these obstacles. My child's biggest challenges are his greatest gifts. So let's shift our perspective on children with these challenges and celebrate these qualities. There is a positive side to sensory processing disorder. I have an angry child. Some people call him rigid or explosive. He has a tough time shifting gears. In other words, he doesn't transition well. He lags in basic problem-solving skills. We sought therapy that has helped a great deal. We work every day to use the most effective responses with him. But every day feels like a struggle with my son. I love him. I appreciate him. I would do anything for him. Yet every day is exhausting to us. Still, my husband and I choose to embrace the fact that what makes our child so challenging is what makes him so great. His greatness, although bold and seemingly brash at moments, is delicate. These qualities must be nurtured and massaged throughout his development so that he can be a successful, happy, productive adult. We don't want to shut down these qualities. It feels really good to say out loud because not a day goes by where I don't wish my son was easygoing. I fight every day to keep the tone of my voice firm and kind, not full of shame and anger. I don't always succeed, but I try my very best every single day. Instead of these children in our lives being seen as a burden or felt as a burden, I wonder if it's possible to celebrate their unique qualities. Last week, my sons and I headed to a birthday party. It was a pool party on a beautiful day with great food, music, and friends we had not seen for a while. My six-year-old greatly missed his friend. I sensed he was a bit nervous because it had been quite some time and they weren't in a classroom. We were at his friend's home. The moment we walked into the party, my sons were dismissed by their friend. I noticed it within seconds. His nanny waved him to come say hello to his friends, and he responded in Spanish that my sons were not his friends. We didn't know anyone at the party. We were of a minority speaking English as a first language. The fact is that there was a divide between our little life and the life of this family and this party. Still, I made the best of it. The boys jumped in, literally, in the pool. I suited up to make sure my one-year-old was safe to play in the pool, and I was friendly. I watched my oldest son try to play with his old friend by joking around in the pool and roughhousing on floats, but all he got was a back turned on him. Sad moments for me to observe as a parent. My eyes filled with tears as I silently convinced myself this circumstance is good for his development. I also secretly wished we could leave the party, but we had just arrived and, well, kids will be kids, right? So we pressed on. Nothing changed. In fact, the situation only became worse as my son was told to shut up and that he was not welcome at the party. This child, his friend, was not the child I knew in my son's classroom for the last 2 years. He was completely different. Finally, the minutes passed enough so we could respectfully leave the party. I walked up to my sons to gather them for the ride home, and I noticed them standing near their friend. I stopped a few feet from them, observing my six-year-old's body language. Head down, shoulders rolled inward, face ashen with confusion, sadness, and embarrassment. I sensed something was going on. That is when I heard my son, my middle child, totally not afraid of conflict, you know, the angry, rigid, explosive child, ask, "Why don't you answer my brother when he talks to you?" The friend turned away from them. He tried to walk away, but my son was not going to let that happen. He got right in his face, looked at him, and asked again, "Why are you ignoring my question? Why don't you want to be his friend anymore?" He was genuinely looking for answers. He was as confused as my oldest son. The friend still ignored my feisty middle son until he made sure he could see his face. Then, straight into his eyes, said to him, "Fine. If you are not going to be my brother's friend, I am not going to be your friend." He grabbed his brother's hand and walked away towards me. Of course, there may be a better approach, better words to use, and lots of follow-up with my sons. There was a lot going on in those few moments, but one thing became crystal clear to me. My middle son, with all his challenging qualities, also comes with fierce loyalty. Along with his rigidity, his inability to shift gears, comes fierce loyalty. With his lack of problem-solving skills and explosiveness comes conviction, decisiveness, focus, thoroughness, and fierce loyalty. Such a powerful moment. I felt proud and relieved and loads of love. I admired his perseverance and ability to look conflict in the eye. I looked up to him. He teaches me every day. He reminds me every day that his biggest challenges are his greatest gifts.